Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. More than 400,000 Americans have died from coronavirus during the pandemic. The U.S. leads the world in infections and deaths and passed that grim milestone today, according to NBC News. 12 U.S. Army National Guard members have been removed from the presidential inauguration security mission after they were found to have ties with right-wing militia groups. The National Guard Bureau referred questions to the Secret Service, which earlier said it would not comment on if any National Guard members had been pulled. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is explicitly pointing his finger at President Trump for helping to spur the attack on the Capitol by Trump supporters.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people. And they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like. But we pressed on. We stood together and said an angry mob would not get veto power over the rule of law in our nation.
McConnell spoke 6 days after the Democratic-led House impeached Trump on charges of inciting the January 6th insurrection. A Senate trial on whether to convict Trump and perhaps bar him from again holding federal office is expected to begin in the coming days. President-elect Biden has chosen Pennsylvania Health Secretary Rachel Levine to be his Assistant Secretary of Health. If confirmed, she would become the first openly transgender federal official to be confirmed by the Senate. Levine is a pediatrician and has emerged as the public face of Pennsylvania's response to the coronavirus pandemic. The Presidential Inaugural Committee put up a field of flags that represents the American people who were unable to travel to Washington for Inauguration Day amid the coronavirus pandemic and security threats. 56 pillars of light representing the U.S. states and territories were also lit up for 46 seconds to mark the inauguration of the 46th President of the United States, Joe Biden. Using his official government Twitter account, outgoing Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted today that multiculturalism distorts what this country is all about. Pompeo wrote, "Wokeism, multiculturalism, all the isms, they're not who America is, they distort our glorious founding and what this country is all about." Georgia has certified the victories of two Democrats in the state's U.S. Senate runoff election. Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff will give Democrats a working majority in the 50-50 Senate, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris able to break ties. There's one made road into and out of the Everglades National Park. The speed limit there is 55 miles an hour. Jenny Stiletovich reports some say that's too fast and is harming wildlife.
Earlier this month, birders at Everglades National Park spotted a rare sighting, a snow goose that migrates from the northern tip of Canada to Mexico, but hardly ever makes an appearance in South Florida.
I saw a text from birders that this snow goose had been seen on Saturday. We were there on Sunday. And so the birders were starting to go down and to find this unusual bird.
Dennis Ollie is an attorney and birder.
Later that same day, we got the second text, "Don't bother, the bird's been killed by a car."
Ollie had been writing to Park Superintendent Pedro Ramos for more than a year, complaining about the park's 55-mile-an-hour speed limit and asking about the harm to wildlife.
The snow goose is an anomaly. I'm much more concerned about the indigo snakes, the rattlesnakes, the amphibians, and the resident bird life, because we have some extraordinarily rare stuff.
Ollie says Ramos emailed back that park officials had discussed the speed limit, but decided not to lower it because they didn't have any data about roadkill.
I'm not asking that they do it in the state of Florida. I'm just asking that they do it in a national park.
Park officials didn't answer questions from WLRN before the story aired. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
The Florida Phoenix reports that former Florida data scientist Rebecca Jones has COVID-19. Her attorney says as she was booked into jail Sunday night, she was coughing constantly and seriously ill before posting bail. She tweeted this afternoon, "COVID is not a joke. I've never been so sick in my life." Jones is charged with illegally accessing a state health department computer system in November by posting a message that warned health department employees to speak up before another 17,000 people are dead. She's also accused of obtaining a computerized list of people listed in the department's emergency network. The charges are a third-degree felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Jones was fired last year for insubordination. She insists she refused to cover up COVID-19 data. Well, here's the weather tonight. Clear and cool, overnight lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon highs in the low 70s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.